The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable about the necessity for them to pray always, without becoming weary. He said, "There was a judge in a certain town who neither feared God nor respected any human being. And a widow in that town used to come to him and say, 'Render a just decision for me against my adversary.' For a long time the judge was unwilling, but eventually he thought, 'While it is true that I neither fear God nor respect any human being, because this widow keeps bothering me, I shall deliver a just decision for her, lest she finally come and strike me.' The Lord said, 'Pay attention to what the dishonest judge says. Will not God, then, secure the rights of his chosen ones who call out to him day and night? Will he be slow to answer them? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" The Gospel of the Lord. Have you heard the old joke about when to pray and when not to pray? A young priest asked his bishop, "May I smoke while I'm praying?" The bishop emphatically replied, "Absolutely not." Later, the young priest saw an older clergyman puffing on a cigarette while praying. The younger priest scolded him, saying, "You shouldn't be smoking while praying." I asked the bishop and he said, "I couldn't do that." "That's odd," the old priest responded. "I asked the bishop if I could pray while I was smoking, and he told me that would be a holy thing to do." You know, I used to walk Apollo and pray the rosary at the same time. Now, it would be very unholy to walk your dog while praying, but it would be very holy to pray while walking your dog. In other words, any activity accompanied by prayer, in a sense, elevates that behavior to God and becomes a prayer itself. Prayer transforms earthly activity into heavenly ones, like the Eucharistic prayer at Mass transforms earthly bread and wine into Jesus' glorified body and blood. Prayer raises earth to heaven and brings heaven to earth, especially the most perfect prayer of all, the Mass. In the Gospel today, Jesus encourages his disciples to persevere in prayer. He holds up the example of a relentless widow who will not take no for an answer until an unjust judge renders a verdict in her case. Jesus' point is that such a determined widow can persuade, if she can persuade, an unjust judge. God, the just judge, doesn't need us to batter down the doors of heaven with our petitions. Indeed, God knows what we need long before we ask him. Let me suggest three H's of prayer, which might help us to persevere in our own prayers. Namely, prayer should be habitual, prayer should be humble, and prayer should be hopeful. How about habitual? Now, sometimes Protestants complain that Catholics only know habitual, routine prayers. The Our Father, the Hail Mary, the Glory Be. And we cannot pray spontaneously. But have you ever noticed how life is filled with routine but important activities? We brush our teeth every morning. We make our bed. We eat our meals three times a day. We drink coffee. We kiss our spouse. We go to work or school. Without the routine, the spontaneous would not be so special. If you were always spontaneous, then spontaneity would in fact become your routine. Instead, prayer should be habitually woven into the fabric of your day. When I was a small boy, my family always prayed every morning before we left for school and every night before we went to bed. One Our Father, five Hail Marys for each one of us, and one Glory Be. And then we kissed our parents after our prayers. At the church office, I, as the spiritual father, have taught the staff to gather every day at noon to pray the Angelus when the church bells ring. But we've skipped the kissing part after the prayer. Don't worry. Second, prayer makes us humble. I will never forget how Archbishop Fulton Sheen described the difference between humble and prideful prayer. In 1 Samuel chapter 3, God calls young Samuel three times at night. And Eli instructs him, "The next time the Lord calls you, say, 'Speak, Lord. Your servant is listening.'" But Fulton Sheen joked, "Most of us, when we go to pray, we kneel down with a long list of demands and say, 'Listen, Lord, your servant is speaking.'" Rather, we should persevere in prayer, like Jesus taught in the gospel. We should also humbly acknowledge God knows better than we do what we truly need. How delightful it would be for a child to go to his mother or father and say, "Mom and Dad, I would really like a puppy, but I trust you to give me what I really need to be happy." In other words, when we pray humbly, like little children, we say in effect, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening," not "Listen, Lord, your servant is speaking." And third, prayer always fills us with hope. How so? Because prayer opens our eyes to see God's grace at work in every situation, no matter how dire or desperate. Perhaps the best known model of praying with unflagging hope is Saint Monica, who prayed for 30 years for her wayward son, Augustine, who had immersed himself in wine, women, and song. But after years of tears and ceaseless prayers, Augustine not only converted back to his faith, but he blossomed into a bishop and even a doctor of the church. He would pen these sublime words in his book, Confessions. "Late have I loved you, O beauty ever ancient, ever new. Late have I loved you." Monica's prayers were full of hope for her son, and she was not disappointed, like the widow in today's gospel. My friends, don't do anything without prayer to accompany it. Not smoking, not walking your dog, or anything else. Pray habitually, humbly, and hopefully. When I was ordained, my mom told me, "Son, always wear your Roman collar. It will keep you out of trouble." Moms know their sons. And if you cannot go somewhere with your collar on, maybe you shouldn't go there. Think of prayer like my Roman collar. If you can't do something without praying at the same time, you probably should not be doing it. Prayer, like my Roman collar, will keep you out of trouble. And even more, it will raise earth to heaven and bring heaven down to earth. Praised be Jesus Christ.